The work week is here. Let's begin with your Monday market preview with Jeff Sherman and Dave Spano.
Working for it all, but it's money, money. It's money, money. It's money, money. What you looking for, but it's only...
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Dave Spano, CEO at Annex Wealth Management. Dave, happy Monday. Happy Veterans Day. Are there veterans in the Spano family?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. There's a couple of folded flags in our house, for sure. But I certainly want to start with that. You know, Veterans Day is meaningful, right? So
yeah,
let's all honor the dedication that they gave us and the fact that our freedoms are because they fought and they gave their lives to have our freedom.
Very much so. Yes, indeed. So let's talk a little bit about kind of presidential transitions coming and how should we think about Trump's potential plans to extend the tax cuts? And I don't know, it seems like everyone's kind of ignoring the national debt conversation, and it wasn't really front facing during the campaign. Should we care about the debt, and how does that go hand in hand with the possible extension of the tax cuts?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. You know, I think the odds that they're going to get extended are next to 99%,
right? Yes,
right?
Yes.
So that's going to happen. So we're going to see for sure that's called the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. We'll see that extended. Now, remember, this doesn't sunset until the end of 2025. So they have the entire year to fight over it. And it will be interesting to see how the House control gets. You know, there's 99% chance in the betting markets that the Republicans will have the House, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of how many votes. So it's 218 to control. Is it 218? Is it 220? What is that number? Because if you think if it's right around the break-even number, right, so 218, 219, you could get a Joe Manchin-like somewhere in a purple area who's not going to vote with you because of the debt, right? And the debt is so important. So just, again, a real primer course. You get debt by overspending. So there's a deficit. So annually you have so many trillions of dollars that you get in from revenue, mostly from taxes, and then you have spending. Now, we have been spending more than we have been taking in, and that deficit last year was an amazingly 7% negative. I mean, that's a big number.
Yeah.
So that deficit gets tossed onto the pile of debt. Here we are, $35 trillion of debt. Why is it a problem? And I think it is a problem. Is because the interest on the debt will squeeze other things out. So, you know, right now, just do real quick math and say $35 trillion at 4% interest, that's $1.2 plus trillion in interest alone. That will squeeze things out. It's going to be more than the defense budget. Well, that's a problem, folks. And so, and why is that a problem? Because it's going to squeeze out social service projects, could sweep out, squeeze out education. Healthcare reform, all of these things get squeezed when the debt. So it does matter.
Yeah, and obviously there'll be negotiations between all sides to, you know, figure out the way forward here. I mean, personally, right. I think, you know, you have a start of a new administration, perfect mm-hmm. time, in my view, to create a new fiscal commission to jumpstart maybe a bipartisan conversation on sustainable fiscal policy solutions. I mean, do you see that happening?
I think I can see him reaching over the aisle. You know, it was a red wave. So he also has a mandate to do the things that he said, which were trade policy, immigration, regulation, foreign policy, all of those things. Tax policy is part of that. So I do think that you can find a way to have what are called pay-fors. So how are you going to do that? If you enact all of these tariffs, that's a revenue. You know, what's the offset of that? That's going to be the hard part because it's, you know, you have to what's called score it, and it's called dynamic scoring. Not only get too crazy here, but that really means if you do this, what will happen? And it's a guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, let's take a look at it and say, how are you going to pay for $800 billion a year in tax cuts? And does that make sense? And does the economy grow more because you have tax cuts? That's all of that all has to go in this dynamic scoring.
Yeah. From a small, medium-sized business owner perspective, and we have a couple coming up later in the show today. I mean, what's your advice now? Are there things that business owners should be looking at, should be thinking about moving on from now or moving into?
Yeah, so I would think that if you are a retailer, for example, that gets stuff, you know, widgets from China, you know, where is that going to come from? You know, are you going to go and buy that all of that stuff now when you know you can get it mm-hmm. and store it? Or are you going to think that China is going to lose some of that manufacturing and it may go, whatever, to India or Taiwan or somewhere else? Can you get that stuff? That would be one of the things that I would think about. And then number two is, you know, I always say to folks, don't guess. Don't guess at it. Let's see the facts and circumstances. Let's see what really gets done. Let's see if the tariffs have been, as he said, a negotiating tactic,
yeah.
right? Because nobody wants a trade war. So these are all things that you're going to have to say. Let's take a look at it. And, of course, the most important thing that you can control is your tax planning. Make sure you're doing tax planning right now.
Very good. When we come back, cars. Prices are getting a little higher for sure. The outlook for the week. And I want to get Dave's take just on the kind of 101, the difference between, you know, we're seeing the stock market grow in the last several days, but there's some challenges in the bond market. We'll get Dave's insights there. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Dave Spano, CEO at Annex Wealth Management, for our regular Monday market preview. So, Dave, obviously the stock market is embracing Mr. Trump's win and, you know, probably some of his pending policy proposals. But a lot of economists and investors, you worry a little bit on the unease of the bond market. Why don't I have you just kind of give us the 101 on bond market implications on the consumer level?
Okay, so let's just start with a primer course, stocks versus bonds, right? So stocks are, you have a small slice of the company. You're an equity owner. And that's when you hear the term equity markets. That's what that means. So that's the stock market. The bond market is you have, it's called the debt market. In other words, you are giving a loan to the issuer. So that could be the treasury, it could be a municipality, it could be a corporation. So you've made a loan to them. So you have debt, and that's the debtor's market. And so you have to go, how do each one of them are different? Well, there's the quality of the issuer, and there's the duration or the length of the term, right? So the U.S. securities, the U.S. bond market, that's the most secure. And then you can hear what's called the junk bond, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's high yield bond market, another word for junk. And they have to pay more in interest for a number of reasons. So somewhere between that whole continuum, you find out where you want to invest. And so that's the bond market. Now, the most important thing, and I think what you're asking here, is the bond market has been hit. Why? Because interest rates have, quote unquote, backed up. In other words, they went back up. They were down around 370 maybe 2 months ago, back up, and they started to move higher. Well, at the same time, the Federal Reserve is lowering interest rates. So that delta between those two is much smaller. So right now, they've backed up. Maybe they've peaked. You know, it kind of feels like they're somewhere in the peak right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the effect? Well, that means higher interest rates. And higher interest rates means, you know, you want to go refinance a house, you want to go buy a house. I mean, that means rates are higher. Mortgage rates back over 7%. So, yeah, that's not great that's happening. But, folks, that doesn't mean it's always going to be that way. I would say that interest rates are going to stay higher, especially with some of the policies that are being presented, tax policy, immigration policy, tariffs, all of these things. That would make interest rates go higher.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it peaks in here, that's a good thing. But you know right now it's a 7% mortgage, right, you know, in general. If they come back down, so folks, when interest rates go down, bond prices go back up and inverse. So interest rates went up, bond market prices went down. And that's what really happened since the win.
Yeah. All right. So we're seeing the average price of a new car this year up to $48,205, up 21% from 5 years ago. And there's some talk that, you know, kind of the soaring prices are even taken away from the super high-end market that, well, aren't buying as many new cars. Even the lease deals are getting really, really expensive. What are your thoughts on just the continued cost pressure for automotive dealers?
Yeah, well, you know, the average car on the street is 12 years old. So there are a lot of used cars out there. And, you know, why have they gone up? Well, transportation cost, inflation, all of that stuff is coming out in the price of a car as well. But, you know, if you think about the new cars and they're like flying spaceships, they're all, you know, tech in these cars are so, are, you know, I mean, I was just out in South Dakota over the weekend, and I had a conversation with a couple of the locals up there, and they were just really talking about, you know, the prices of new pickups, and they want to go find a used pickup, and they can't, right? Because the new one was 60, but the used one, 5 years old with miles on it, was, you know, 45. So there's like, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep the new one because I know I have a warranty.
Mm-hmm.
I have, you know, I have all of the technology that's in there. So I think that's really the big story, and that's the reason why you're seeing prices higher. And that's why, I don't know if you watched 60 Minutes last night, but that's why they, you know, they were just shocked at why Trump won, because the economy's doing so well. People aren't feeling it, right? So the consumer sentiment is in recessionary territory right now. You know, housing prices are high. We know that. We know that car prices are high. We know egg prices are high. And that's really a big part of what happened here.
Yeah, it's just that it's that constant growing frustration over affordability. And that's a kitchen table economy concern for everyone, no matter what where you are in the financial spectrum. So tomorrow on the show, I have Jim Tolkien, who's the president of the Automotive Dealers Association of Metropolitan Milwaukee. So we'll look at those cost concerns from a really hyper-local level with Jim tomorrow. What's coming up this week in terms of economic data?
We got some things coming out this week. Retail sales report is important. And we're kind of getting to the end of earnings season now. We have Home Depot and Disney. So the retail stocks were really interesting. So we're going to watch that, folks. If you want to come out and listen to politics planning and portfolios, we're going to do that tomorrow night at the Elm Grove Women's Club. You can go to annexwealth.com/events.
Very good. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.